Okay, guys, welcome. I want to show you step by step how you can build literally unlimited backlinks using AI 100% for free. Okay, these ideally will rank your site first and fast. The links sort of will look like this, right? These are actually quality links, not some shady type of links. You're actually going to be building valuable links that actually move the needle and rank your site higher. Now, the types of links we're going to be building, that I'm going to teach you how to build again for free, unlimited with AI, are guest posts and niche edits, or they're also called link insertions. Now, quick overview, what are these two? So a guest post essentially is where this is your site right here, right? And there's this site, let's say your site is about dogs, right? There's this blog about dogs too, right? And you reach out to them, right? Because they have multiple pages on their site, multiple blog posts, they get a lot of traffic, right? About dogs, and you reach out to them and ask them, listen, how much do you charge to have a blog post written about XYZ and write it all for me, add images, add videos, add links, right? And link back to my site, right? This is a guest post, right? You are posting as a guest on their site. And for that, they ask you for money, right? That's a guest post, a new blog post, right? Now, niche edits, link insertions are a bit different. It's where you, of course, reach out to a site still, but instead of asking them to write a whole new blog post, you just ask them to insert a link back to your site in an already existing blog post of theirs, right? Again, the difference is that with the guest post, you are writing a brand new piece of content, right? With the link insertion, or also called niche edits, you're inserting a link in an already existing article, right? That's the main difference. Now, they're both good, right? Link insertions are good because they supposedly already are indexed. They're already posts with traffic, with authority, right? And you link out to your site, again, already indexed, it's great. Guest posts are great because they're also a new information, right? You're posting new information, which is also good. So both work, I recommend building both, right? That's what we do. So yeah, now, how do you do this? It's using simply search prompts. You're gonna use search prompts to find the best sites to place links on. And I have here a list, I'll leave it down below in the description. If I forget, let me know. But essentially, we're gonna be using these search prompts in Google to find the best sites to post links on. Now, I also wanna go over how to find the sites, what to look for, what not to look for, bad sites, awful sites, and great sites, okay? So let me break down that for you right now. And after that, I'm gonna tell you how you can leverage AI to automate all this and essentially basically to write valuable content that the site owners actually wanna post. Because if you are reaching out to them to build guest posts, you want to write the content, right? You want to have full control over the content that they're posting on their site. But more on that later on. Just right now, I'm just going to show you exactly how to look for the sites, right? What not to look for. It's very, very important. You don't want to be building bad links. So let me go over that real quick in my other tab, and I'll be right back.
Okay, so we're here. The first step you're going to want to do is write the following text. In URL, write for us, and then your niche, right? I'll leave a list in the description for a bunch of these prompts you can use, because you can use different ones, you can use guest posts, you can use a bunch of them. I'll leave a link in the description for different ones, because different prompts will find you different sites. But for this video's sake, let's just go with this one, which is quite simple. So let's say your niche is lawyers. Let's do niche lawyer, okay? And then hit search. Now I'll go over what these little boxes are right here. They're called the Moz bar, but I'll go over that in just a second. But when you write this, here are a couple of sites, of course not all, that in theory will allow you to write for them, as the prompt says, right? So let's just take a look. And this is exactly how we do it, right? Let's see here. Okay, so this site is a lawyersource.com.au, and they seem pretty credible, but we'll go over the site, the traffic, and the metrics in just a second. But as you can see, right here, we find a guest post submission guidelines. Every single one of these sites should have some guidelines. The amount of words, the image you need to include in the post, no promotional content, whatever. Again, you can read all this. Then, of course, they have instructions on how to submit it. Super straightforward, just email this email, okay? Now, let's see this one. This is another site. This one looks a bit more spammy. I see a bunch of ads. This one looks a bit more spammy than the other one. It has a bunch of different categories. So this wouldn't be a site where you'd want to place a link on. Of course, you can look at the metrics right here, and this is where the Moz bar comes in. This is the freeway, because this is a free extension. Anyone can download this this Chrome extension. That's what you can see here. Just go to moz.com or write Moz bar. I'm going to show you Moz bar, and it's a free extension which you can download for free, right? And basically, this allows you, if you're doing this for free, if you're not using a paid tool, which again, I'll explain to you in a second how we do this with the paid tool, allows you to see basically the metrics of these domains, right? But let's look for a couple of more ones. Let us see As you can see, PA39, DA59. This one looks like a good site. But again, yeah, as you can see, something to take note, and you'll learn about this the more you do it, is that these sites that have a bunch of different categories are not the sites you want to go for. Because these sites are basically farming paid posts, right? Because they have all the categories, they accept all the niches, they just want to make money, right? So I wouldn't go for these super generic sites, I would go for niche sites. Because after all, you're building niche edits, right? The site needs to be niched down. So there's three things you need to worry about: the site niche, the metrics, and if it gets traffic. Because of course, if you're having all this work, you want to make sure that the link is placed on a niche site, one with high metrics, and that on the page that your link will be placed, it is a page with traffic. And this is something you cannot really check for free, right? Using the Mozbar or any other tools, you cannot really check the traffic of a certain page for free. Not that I know of, to be honest. But this free way allows you to go very far, right? Allows you to find sites that are actually accepting guest posts. For example, this one, if you're in the lawyer niche, this one accepts guest posts and niche edits. Allows you to find the metrics, but not the traffic. Now, this one, as we saw before, allows for guest posts.
But now one thing we want to do, of course, is create the actual post, right? We have to write the actual guest post. And I'm going to show you how you can do it and making sure that the post is actually very, very valuable. And not only that, you benefit from the link juice, right? But also maybe, if, because the post is that good, you can also try and rank the guest post on Google. So it's 2-in-1. So here's how you do it with AI. Okay, so first I want to show you how the actual posts can look like if you actually do them with AI. Everything you see here is all done with AI. The featured image, the table of contents, all the content structuring, right? The in-article images, there's internal links linking out to other pages on my site, there's external links linking out to other authoritative sources, bullets, tables, quotes, even, of course, in-article videos that are relevant to what the content is about. Now, what you see here is an actual valuable post, right? Guys wanting to, or website owners wanting and accepting guest posts, want, of course, the highest quality type of posts, right? And so, yes, you can do all this with manually, right? But it's going to take you a lot of time. Yes, you can pay someone, but it's going to take you a lot of time and money. Or you can just use AI to generate all this. This costed 80 cents, by the way. 80 cents, less than a dollar, okay? So I want to show you how to do this. But I want to hammer it home that it's important to make sure that if you're building links on these sites, right, if you're building guest posts, you want to make sure that first, right, number one, the site is good, so great metrics, great traffic, all that, as I explained before. But two, that the post you are posting that links out to your site, right, is an actual valuable post. Again, like we see here with images, videos, links, tables, right, all this. Because again, you want the site where the link is coming from to be great. You want the post as well from where the link is coming to your site to be fantastic, okay? So don't neglect the post where your link is in. Don't do this, okay? It needs to be hyper quality and hyper relevant, of course. The higher relevancy, the better, okay? So here's how to do it. Go to tryjournalist.com. You get it for free, right? By the way, there's 3 articles free. If you want to use it for free, you can. If you want to pay for it, like I said, it's just 80 cents, okay? 80 cents for one article. Super cheap. And it works like, as I told you before. So what you do is just go here to generate articles, right? And this is the input you give to the AI, okay? In this case, and of course, forgot to mention, the better the input, right, the better the output, okay? So that's why the input's quite long. Now, you just choose how many articles you want. For this case, you're going to just choose one. I mean, if you're building multiple links, multiple guest posts, you might want to choose 5, 10, whatever, right? But just choose one for now. Now, I recommend you add videos to your articles, okay? So enable this, right? You can enable and it'll do it automatically. So it will write the whole article for you, right? It will write the whole article. And then it will go on YouTube and find, okay, what's the most relevant video we can add to this article that makes sense according to the context of the article. So just enable this and we'll do it automatically for you. If you want to add your own videos, right, or manually, you can just type them here, okay? But I recommend just do it manually, automatically, sorry. Then, images. You want to make sure you add both a featured image to the post and an in-article image. Again, you want to make sure this post is fantastic, okay? Now, you can use AI images, right? You can use organic Bing images, stock photos, or you can use your own custom images. If you do choose AI images, you can even select a prompt right here, right? But you can play around with this. Not important. The most important part right here is that you choose and enable you have articles with featured images and in-article images, okay? Then, external linking. This is where essentially, don't make this, it's not confusing, right? This is where, right, in the post we are writing, right, with the featured image, the table of contents, right, the content structure, the in-article images, the in-article videos. External links are links linking out to other external authoritative sources in your niche. So for example, let's say this is an article about finance, right? It talks about the best stock picks for 2024. we might want to link out to Investopedia, we might want to link out to TechCrunch, maybe Bloomberg, right? And again, this article, remember, this article is going to be posted as a guest post on this amazing site, so as a guest post, right? And the idea is to have links both to your site, of course, but also external links to other authoritative relevant sources, right? You want to make sure that you have external links on the posts. This increases the authoritativeness and relevancy of your article, right? Because you're fomenting whatever it is that you're saying with sources, okay? Super important. Now, there's a bunch of rules you can set here. I won't dive too deep into this. It's quite simple. Just read what they are. If you have any questions, ask them in the comments or just watch this video. It's quite straightforward, right? You want to enable this, okay? Then, internal linking. This is where, of course, I mean, the whole goal is to have your guest post on this site, right? A guest post linking to your money site, okay? To your own site. Now, in this guest post, in this article, right, you want to have a link to your site, right? But you might want to have multiple, right? I recommend you just have one, but if you want multiple, you can set this up right here, internal linking, and it will link out to other pages on your site, right, automatically. So we will write the article, right, and place links automatically inside it to your homepage, to your contacts page, to other blog posts of yours, if it makes sense, right, to your services page, right? Again, this is important. Ideally, I mean, one link is enough. So one link per guest post is enough, but if you want to add more, you can. So if so, just add this right here in your set. Structure, I would enable all these sections. I would make the article length medium is good enough, right? I would add a call to action if you have a product you're trying to promote directly. If not, it doesn't really apply here. I would automate the headings. I mean, you can write them manually if you like, and then just create an outline for this. But I just, for this sake, I would just automate all this. Formatting, I'll leave bold words on, I'll leave quotes, I'll leave lists, I'll leave tables too. Knowledge, I would connect this to the web, right, so that the content on the guest post is up to date, okay, very important. You can connect the knowledge base if you'd like, but I won't dive deep into this right now. In terms of content, I mean, of course, choose the target language. If you're ranking for, if you're building links for a Spanish client or a Spanish site, or Portuguese or Greek, whatever, choose the correct language. If it's just English, just choose English, right? Make sure you select the target country. If you're trying to rank a site in the US, make sure it's US, UK, wherever, because these countries do speak English too. But again, you want to make sure you target the correct one. Creativity levels, you can play around with this if you'd like. You can change the tone of voice, you can change the point of view, you can change the formality. There's a bunch more stuff right here, but this won't really apply to what you're doing. And then, of course, generation mode. We, of course, want a blog post. We want to generate it based on titles. Just write your blog post or your guest post title right here. Make sure to, within the title, right, include your keyword, okay? Very important, right? And then just have the old title right here. Again, if you came this far, most likely you already know what the title of your post is going to be. If not, no worries. But again, make sure that you include the keyword in your title, okay? Making sure that the title is relevant to what you're trying to rank for, okay? So that, again, it's all about relevancy, right? You want the site that's linking out to you to be relevant. You want the actual post to be relevant. And for that, the anchor text needs to be relevant, the links need to be relevant, the images, the title, everything needs to be relevant. The most important thing here is relevancy, right? Because the perfect backlink is one that's both relevant plus powerful, okay? So whenever you can make things more relevant to your niche, do it, right? And then just click generate, right? And it's gonna happen, it's gonna generate an article like the one you saw before, right? This one that I showed you was for the dog niche, but I mean, this works for any single niche, any single language again. And then you just take this, right? You can copy it like so, or you can just export it right here as such, zip it and send it over to the guys, okay? That's literally it, right? That's how you use AI to automate the whole writing process. Again, this costed 80 cents, super cheap. And that's basically it. Now, I also want to show you a paid version, because for now, what I showed you was a free version, right, to find the post, the site, sorry, and actually reach out to them. I want to show you a paid version, which is the one I use and I see more success with it. So let me just go back to my other tab and go over exactly what that is and how that works.
So again, this is the free way that allows you to find sites using these prompts. Again, I'll leave a link in the description where you have a bunch of these different prompts. It allows you to find the sites that are actually accepting guest posts or niche edits, allows you to find out the metrics of the sites 100% for free. But now I want to show you the paid way, which will allow you to find actual pages with traffic where you can put your links on. And even better, I'll go over a broken link building strategy you can use to oftentimes get links for free. So the paid method involves using Ahrefs, and Ahrefs is kind of a pricey tool. I think the lowest package is around $100 per month. But it's a super, super valuable tool and you can do a lot with it. But let's just go over how to find proper niche edit opportunities. So Let's paste in here the site you were looking at before, and let's see what it chooses. Now, there's two ways we can do this. So there's two ways how we can find pages on this site where we want to put links on. The first types of pages are pages that have strong backlink profiles, and the second types of pages are pages that have a lot of traffic. Now, of course, you want to have a mix of both traffic and link juice, but sometimes it can happen that either you cannot find a page with both traffic and link juice, or that the site owners are not offering a page posting on certain types of pages that either have high traffic or high link juice or both, right? If that makes sense. Now, first one, how do we find the pages on the site that have the most link juice? Just go on here and click best by links. Then it will give you all the pages that the site has and sorted by the amount of links and the power of those links. Ahrefs can be a confusing tool if you're just looking at this for the first time, so I'll be brief. So let's say here, for example, this page right here has around a 183 dofollow links, has a UR of 9, and overall it's one of the top pages in this site for in regards to link juice, right? So what you do, you go here, look at the page, try to find and try to understand if this page is something or is a place where you'd want to insert a link to your site from. And if your niche is lawyers, I would assume that this page would be great for you. But of course, this is yet another part of this manual outreach and manual link building, is that you need to look at the pages and find out which ones best suit your site. If this one does, then you just simply do what we talked about before, is write, just get in touch with them. In this case, they even have a write for us page right here. Just get in touch with them, send them an email asking for their pricing, for their processes, describe what you want. Make sure that the email is short and straight to the point, right? This is very important because you don't want to have a bunch of fluff in the email that you're sending out, right? So that's a way you can find the best pages that have the best and strongest links on a certain site, right? Because of course, again, you want to place your link on the strongest pages. That makes, of course, sense, right? Because of course, you want to place your link on the strongest pages. Now, what if you wanted to find the pages that have the most traffic? Super simple. You go to top pages, scroll down, and there you go. Here you have the top pages by traffic. For example, we can click on this one right here. Best immigration lawyer in Brisbane. And this would not be a page where you could insert a link. Maybe you could insert here a face of your lawyer's CEO on the of the company. Maybe if it is from Brisbane, I don't know. But I guess you can be creative and try and insert here your link. I mean, all these links link out to this lawyer firm. So let me see if they are actually do follow or no follow. Let's see. They are do follow. So I would assume these lawyers most likely will be paying to be here. Not too sure. I don't want to insinuate anything, but I think you can see the opportunity here, right? You can see that this page is getting traffic. And if you're a lawyer firm in Brisbane, you could ask them again. You have to get in touch with them, with the site owner, to ask them the pricing for a feature over here. And in this case, because this is one of the top traffic pages, you're not only getting link juice, because this is a dofollow link from the powerful site, and this page is also powerful. If I'm not mistaken, the page has, let me see if I can find the, I can't really find the metrics right now, but the thing here is that you're getting a link from a page that has great metrics, from a site that has great metrics, but a page that has a bunch of traffic. So you could get people going through your website through this page. So you have to play around and try to find a good balance between pages with traffic and pages with great metrics. Hopefully this video helped. Hopefully now you know exactly how to find proper link building opportunities through manual outreach, whether there is niche edits or guest posts. This video showed you exactly how you could do it. And finally, to finish off, and I almost forgot to mention this, is a way that you can leverage their broken backlinks to try and get a free link from them. So what does this mean? If you go on Ahrefs, you go here to broken links, and I do not have access to this because I'm not paying for the full high-end package. Is $200 per month, and for me it's not really necessary for what I use Ahrefs for. But if you are willing to pay this much, or if you maybe use another different tool that gives you access to a site's broken links, what this basically does is it goes out, looks for all the pages on this site, say for example the blog page, looks for all the blog posts right here, and tells you if there's any blog post that has a broken link. Right? So for example, this linked to a 404 page or a broken link. What you then do is you get in touch with the website owner and tell them, hey, listen, I found that I read this article, it looks great. However, I found that there is a broken link on it. If you want to have here a great source where you can link out to, in replacement to the source that's no longer working, and oftentimes they'll say, yes, sure, I mean, you're helping me out, you're giving me a new source, the other one is no longer valid, so it makes sense that I improve my site and make the links work. Some of them will ask you for money, but either way, it's a numbers game, like I said before, so it's always good and worth a try, right? And that's basically it in regards to this secret quote-unquote tactic for link building. Again, just find the broken links, get in touch with them, tell them that you found the broken link, tell them that you have a new source, maybe more valuable source to replace the old one that's no longer working, and see if they can do it for free. If not, see how much they ask for. And there you have it. So that's yet another way to leverage a tool and leverage broken link building to build links to your site.
Right, so we're back here, and that's basically it, right? That's basically how you go out and build these links, right? Either a guest post or a niche edit, it doesn't really matter, right? Ideally, we're gonna be building both. And for the generation of the post, I would use AI. It's just simpler, 80 cents, super affordable, and you get a properly written post, SEO optimized with images, videos, links, tables of contents, bullets, all this done for you automatically. So yeah, to recap, just reach out to the guys, actually post this on Google, right? Filter through the sites as I showed you, right? Reach out to people, and that's basically it. Now, it is a manual process. If you have VAs, if you have an agency, most likely you can delegate this. But if not, I mean, you can do it yourself. But again, I recommend if you're doing this a lot, to find a virtual assistant or to hire someone to help you out with this, either on Upwork or Fiverr. You can do this quite easily. That's it. Check it out. Check Journalist AI out for the content generation. If you've watched this far, I want to give you a special discount. So if you do use it, you don't have to use it, but if you do use it, right, go to the site, tryjournalist.com. I'll leave a link on below. And go here to the this little chat bubble and tell the support guys, listen, I watched this video on YouTube, copy this URL, send it here and tell them, listen, I watched this video on YouTube, give me a coupon code. And the guys will give you a coupon code if you don't want to pay full price for the tool. Just do this, right? It's only for the people that watch this far. Thank you so much for watching. I'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.